Prahlad Maharaj continued, the great saint Narada Muni brought my mother to his ashram and assured her of all protection, saying, my dear child, please remain at my ashram until the arrival of your husband. No purport. The next verse, verse 13. After accepting the instructions of Devarshi Narada, my mother stayed in his care without fear from any direction, so long as my father, the king of the Daityas, had not become free from his severe austerities. Text 14. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus, she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, Matra Sosrat Uhitrava Navivikta Sanom Bhavet Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvasam Api Karsati. It is stated in 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. One should not remain in a secluded place with a woman, even one's mother, sister or daughter. Nonetheless, although one is strictly prohibited from staying with a woman in a secluded place, Narada Muni gave shelter to Prahlad Maharaj's young mother, who rendered service to him with great devotion and faith. Does this mean that Narada Muni transgressed the Vedic injunctions? Certainly he did not. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures, but Narada Muni is transcendental to mundane categories. Narada Muni is a great saint and transcendentally situated. Therefore, although he was a young man, he could give shelter to a young woman and accept her service. Hardas Thakur also spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night, but the woman couldn't deviate his mind. Instead, she became a Vaishnavi, a pure devotee, by the benediction of Hardas Thakur. Ordinary persons, however, should not imitate such highly elevated devotees. Ordinary persons must strictly observe the rules and regulations by staying aloof from the association of women. No one should imitate Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriyamudra Vigyano Bujhoy. Even if a man is very advanced in learning, he cannot understand the behavior of a Vaishnava. Anyone can take shelter of a pure Vaishnava without fear. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been distinctly said, Devarsir Antike Sakutu Bhaya. Payadhu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, stayed under the protection of Narada Muni without fear from any direction. Similarly, Narada Muni, in his transcendental position, stayed with the young woman without fear of deviation. Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur and similar acharyas, especially empowered to broadcast the glories of the Lord, cannot be brought down to the material platform. Therefore, one is strictly forbidden to think that acharya is an ordinary human being, Guru Su Naramati. So, Rusi Parjyachara Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Svagarbhasya Khemayichha Prasutai. Prahlad Maharaj saying, my mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desire to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narad Muni's ashram where she rendered service and Narad Muni with great devotion. We should always remember that this Bhagavata Mahapurana, this Paramahansa Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramana Mamala, is spotless proof. Pramana Mamala. Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramana Mamala, Prima Pumartho Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam, Tatradara Mahapara. This is stated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this opinion. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the proof given in Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless proof. Amar Pramanam. So, Bhagavata Janamani Sejavana Samatar Sastar Sejamme Jamme Prabhu Jama. It is also stated. If someone doesn't accept the proof or siddhanta or conclusions given in Srimad Bhagavatam is a javan, is a mlecha. He should be punished by jamara life after life. So one must accept Srimad Bhagavatam. But one thing very, very important is stated here. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Matra Sosra Duhitrava Navivikta Sano Bhavet Balavan Indragramo Vidvansam Pitar Sati. In 9th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Mother, Sosra means sister, Duhitra, daughter. A male person cannot stay in a secluded place with his mother, sister, or Duhitra, or dad. Why? Because Balavan Indra Grama Vidvansam Api Karsati. The senses, Indra Grama, the senses are so strong. Balavan Indra Grama. The senses are very, very strong. The person who is very weak, who has no control over his senses, so there is fear, there is danger for him. These indriyas will drag him and put into the trap of women. He may very easily captured by women. Therefore, this prohibition is there. A person may be very vidwan, very learned, pandit, but this senses are so strong that his learning will not help him. So, one should be very, very careful not to stay alone in a secluded place with his mother, his sister, or his daughter. But here, Narada Muni stayed in his ashram. There was nobody except Narada Muni, no other persons. So he, Narada Muni, stayed with Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, who was a young woman. But one question is raised here, that my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, has given that question. Does this mean that Narada Muni translates the basic Indian service? This is the question. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the injunction of Srimad Bhagavatam, apparent consideration, one may think so, that Narada Muni transgressed the injunctions of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada says, certainly he did not. He didn't transgress. How is it? This is most important thing. How is it? Because Narada Muni is not an ordinary person. This instruction has been given to ordinary persons. Instructions in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam have been given to ordinary persons. But these instructions are so powerful, and these are transcendental or spiritual instructions, not mundane instructions. And this is applicable to one and all. One should take lesson. Everybody should take lesson from Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni, a great saint, a great devotee, Vaishnava, he knows this thing very well, and he also, throughout the universe, both in spiritual world and material world, he travels and glorifies and sings with his Veena Jantra, the name, fame and glories of Lord Narayana Krishna. One who is a sadhu, really, in true sense of the term, a Vaishnava, true Vaishnava, he must observe strictly these regulations, these rules and regulations written down in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and practice and observe in his own life and preach. That is Acharya's business. By his practical example, he will preach. Those who are Acharya, they never say anything theoretical. They speak very, very practical things, and they themselves absorb those instructions in their very life. So Narada Muni should have done so. But here, Narada Muni kept a young woman, Mr. Prahlada's mother, in his ashram, and stayed with her. Thereby, in apparent consideration, one may think that Narada Muni deviated from the injunctions, Shastric or Vedic injunctions. But Narada Muni didn't deviate. Narada Muni was not an ordinary person. Narada Muni was a great saint, an elevated spiritual personality. He was not in prakrita sthiti or material platform. He was in transcendental platform. Those who are in the transcendental platform, they are not ordinary persons. It is stated also, they have forgotten the bodily impression. You understand? Dehadharana. They are transcendental to the bodily impression. They forget that they have a body. Such persons can stay anywhere without fear. in material platform as well as in the spiritual platform. So Nagmuni was such type of person. And the situation was like that. Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, was captured by Indra, the king of heaven, who had a fear that Kayadhu would give back to another demon like Hiranyakashipu. You understand? So, Indra was planning to kill the baby in embryo. But Narada Muni, being a pure devotee and elevated Vaishnava, could know very clearly that in embryo there was a great devotee, that means Prahlad Maharaj would take birth. He was not a demon. So he forbade Indra and protected Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. And it was a necessity at that time to give protection to the mother of Prahlad until her husband returned from great austerities. That was a necessity at that time. One who is a Vaishnava, a pure devotee, or an elevated devotee of the Lord, he always acts according to time, place and circumstances. So Narada Muni was a pure devotee. So he acted what was needed at that time. So he kept Kayadhu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj, in his ashram and gave her protection from all sides, all directions, till her husband returned from severe austerities, and Kayadhu also waited till the return of her husband to give birth to the child. So this is an exceptional case. Therefore it is stated here that Ācārya maṅbhijānyam nāva manne karichīj nāma arti buddhāsuyato sarpa-deva-maya guru. Bhagavān Krishna says this thing in the 11th canto, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam to Uddhava. Those were Ācāryas like Narada Muni. Those were transcendentally situated. They are not ordinary persons. Maṅbhijānyam, they are as good as Lord Hari. Sakyat Dhari Kvena, Samastha Sastri. In Guru Bhashtaka we sing so. Sakyat Hari, that means they are as good as Lord Hari. They are in the same platform with Hari. That means in transcendental platform. Mahabhav is impersonalist. They say this thing, but they think that Acharya is Hari himself. Sakshat Hari, that means Hari himself. You understand? This is their misconception. But Vaishnava Bhashya, the Vaishnava philosophy is that Hari is the absolute truth, Advaisatya. There is none without second. There is nobody second. He is one. is always one, he is of slave truth. So Acharyas, the pure devotees, as good as Hari means, they are in the same platform. They are not absolute truth. They are Ashwabigraha. We have these two things, Visvabigraha and Ashwabigraha. Hari, Lord Hari or Krishna is one absolute truth, is Visvabigraha. Nobody is Visvabigraha. But pure devotees like Narada Muni or Acharya, those who are in the same platform with Hari, they are Ashwabigrahas. They are many, many, many. This is Vaishnava philosophy. So they are, in that sense, it is said, the Sakyadhari Trena. The Sakyadhari, that doesn't mean they become Hari. No. They say always, we are servants of Hari. Haridas. One will really a servant in true term of the sense, he must be in the same platform. Otherwise, how can you serve Hari? If Hari is in the transcendental platform, you are in the material platform, I can approach him, I can serve. This is the question. Therefore, one who is really an Acharya, a guru, a spiritual master, is always transcendental situated. He's in the same platform. He comes down here to this material platform to uplift the conditioned souls, to take away the conditioned souls from the imprisonment of the Maya. He has power. You understand? Dikhya kale, shishya kore, atma samarpon, sei kale, krishna tare kore, atma samarpon. It is stated. When a person or shishya or disciple accepts a bona fide spiritual master and surrenders unto him at the time of initiation, so Krishna at that time takes him up. Guru or spiritual master, who is a real spiritual master, guru, who is always in transcendental platform, he takes that conditioned soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. And he prays to Lord Krishna. He pleads on behalf of the conditioned soul before Lord Krishna. Raja Rajeshwara Krishna, who is king, king of kings. Raja Rajeshwara. You understand? As there are pleaders in Raj Darbar, in the court of the kings, so these Vaishnavas, like Narada Muni, the guru, spiritual master, they are the pleaders in the court of the Krishna. Do you understand? They plead on behalf of the conditioned souls. Oh Krishna, you are here in your own abode, transcendental platform. Don't you think of the distress of the conditioned souls? How they are suffering. Won't you come down here to mitigate their distress? The Vaishnava, the spiritual master, like Narada Muni, they plead in the court of Krishna. You understand? So, the spiritual master takes a conditioned soul. If someone is very, very fortunate to take shelter of such a spiritual master, surrenders himself at the lotus feet of spiritual master, so out of his causeless mercy, he takes that conditioned soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. When the spiritual master is that Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhi Jadali Bhirjukti Rapekhanya Tatradi Dakya Dati Vallavasya Bandi Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Guru Bhashtaka, we see. The Guru is such a person. He has power. He is not an ordinary person. He is Radha Priya Sakhi. It is stated. Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi, a dear companion of Srimati Radharani. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhi. The Sakhis, what are the business of the Sakhis? Their business is to unite Radha and Krishna in the Kunja. Kunja, you know? Kunja, no? A grove? Tamara Kunja? You understand? A grove in Vrindavan. That the business of the Sakhis, the girl companions of Radharani, they get pleasure in uniting Radha and Krishna in that Kunja. So Gurudev, our spiritual master, is one of them. Do you understand? He is Radha Priya Sakhi. Do you understand? So out of his causeless mercy, he has come down here to this material platform to deliver the conditioned souls. To deliver, take out conditioned souls from the prison house of Maya. You understand? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has said, if one who is a guru can take out a conditioned soul from the prison house of Maya, that is a very great task. It is even greater, much greater, than opening hundreds of hospitals and so many things and doing so many philanthropical works. He has said like that. Really, it is a very great task to take out a conditioned soul from the prison house of Maya. It is not an easy task, you see. One must, the spiritual master, the person must be so powerful, spiritually powerful, to take out the conditions of. Otherwise, how can you take out? You understand? This is most important. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, for this act, the guru, the spiritual master, has to exert a lot. You understand? Gallons and gallons of spiritual blood is spent. But it's not an easy task. If I'm able to take out one such conditioned soul from the prison house of Maya, then I think that I have become successful in my spiritual mastership, Guru Giri. Such an art, very, very hard task, not an easy task. The spiritual master be so powerful enough, otherwise how can he take out? And as he is very dear to Krishna, is Radha Priya Sakhi, is very, very intimate to Krishna, is very, very confidential to Krishna, so whatever he says, Krishna accepts. Krishna accepts, yes, yes, he is my confidential person. So he says this, so I must accept it. And Guru, such a Guru, takes a conditioned soul to the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna accepts. Otherwise, Krishna never accepts. This is very important. A guru is not a bona fide one, a guru is not very powerful spiritually. If guru has not this intimate relationship with Krishna, why Krishna listen to him? Krishna will never listen. This is most important. In other words, I may say, if guru was a premi bhakta, premi bhakta means who has developed a loving relationship with Krishna. You understand? A premi bhakta, loving relationship. That means love was developed, love of Godhead, love of Krishna. Then he is eligible to take that conditioned soul to the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna will listen to him, otherwise not. This is most important. Who is the real guru? One was developed this loving relationship with Krishna. He only loves Krishna. And he has that I. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadei Bhakudeyesu Vilokayanti Jasyama Sundaranga Chintya Gunaswarupu Govindam Adipurisam Tamam Vajam. That is stated in Brahma Sangita. He has such a I, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. And he has anointed his I with premanjana. You know premanjana? Ointment, a kind of ointment. Ointment of love. Love of Godhead, love of Krishna. You understand? Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilochanayana Santa Sadeva Hudesu Vilakacha. Then he can see even where Krishna, in Hrudaya, in his heart, outside, also, jahan jahan netro pure, tahan Krishna pure. Wherever he looks, he sees only Krishna, nothing else. He has developed, he has such an eye. Do you understand? He has anointed his eye with premanjana. With that, premanjana, you know, ointment of love of Godhead. Do you understand? This is thing. The one may think, all right, if I can get that ointment, so I will smear that ointment on my eye, I can see Krishna. Isn't it? Have you that industry? Are you manufacturing that ointment? I can get it. Where is that industry? Where that ointment is being manufactured? How can I get it? This is a question. Do you know where is that industry? Where is it? Why must get said that ointment? Where is that industry? Have you that industry? No. Who is the owner of that industry? Where is that industry? Pure devotee has set up that industry? How many workers are working there? Then I'll buy, I sell it, you'll buy it, isn't it? What price is needed for it?
Surrender.
There's only price. No other price is needed for it, isn't it? That industry is not an ordinary industry. There are so many machineries are there, so many workers are working. No, that industry is not there. Do you understand? That's not a mundane industry, that is transcendental spiritual industry, you cannot think it of. How that industry is, what type of industry it is, without machinery, without any workers, that industry runs. You understand? Please, how is it? Do you know it?
Through the Mahavidyam.
Oh, you, this industry is here also, you see. Have you seen it? No? It is all, now is working, this industry. When you hear the Shravanam, then stand. When you hear the glories of the Lord from the lips of a pure devotee, that is industry. And as soon as you hear, that ointment is spread on your eyes. That is the process. No other process is there. Oh, this is ointment, let me do like that. No. Automatically, it is anointed. It is put in the eyes. You understand? And this industry is such an industry. Automatic process is automatic everything. You understand? This is industry. The premanjana srita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hudesu vilopeti. So, the santa, the devotee, the pure devotee, he has this ointment. So, when you hear those, the glories of the Lord Krishna, pastimes of Lord Krishna from his lips, automatically that ointment is smeared on the eyes of the listener, a premi bhakta. You understand? That devotee is a premi bhakta, is a loving servant, has developed love relationship with Krishna. You understand? He only sees Krishna everywhere. Krishna is all beautiful. Madhurje kandilaya Krishna, it is that, it's all beautiful. Tandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shloka. Brahma Sangita says. Cupid is very beautiful, but koti, crores of cupids, they fail to challenge the beauty of Lord Krishna. Krishna is more beautiful than crores of cupids. You understand? It's so beautiful. If someone has developed love with such beautiful Krishna, if someone is fortunate enough to see such beautiful Krishna with his eyes, can he see any beauty in this material world? No beauty at all. In this material world there is no beauty at all. Whatever material beauty you may say, that is ugly, spit at it. You understand? He won't see any beauty here. You understand? If he has endowed with such vision, such an eye, premanjana srita bhakti vilochanena. So how can he be attracted towards material beauty? Tell me. Can he? No. Isn't it? This is the test. You understand? To select a spiritual master. Really? Has it developed a loving relationship with Krishna or not? Is he always seeing the all beautiful of Krishna or not? Does he see the beauty only at Krishna or not? You understand? These are the questions. So you'll never see any beauty in this material platform. How he'll be attracted to Maya? You understand? You'll never at any circumstances be attracted to Maya. You understand? Such is the spiritual master, Guru. You understand? Nikunjo yuno pratikeli siddhi. That is the purport of that verse. Yeah, he has developed such relations. Loving relationship. He only loves Krishna. The love means prem in Sanskrit, you say. This is only available in transcendental platform. It is never available here in the material platform. There is no love here, it is lost here. There are two words, love and lost, isn't it? No question of love in material platform. It is only in spiritual platform, love, prem, Krishna, prem. So, spiritual master or Vaishnava, pure devotee is such a person. He has developed loving relationship with Krishna. The devil loves only with Krishna, not with anybody else, not any material being. So he accepts such a spiritual master. So he is not in mundane platform. So this instruction, matra sosra vitra va, navivikthasane purasam, balavan indra gramam, vidvanapikasam, it is not applicable to him. Do you understand now? Therefore, Narada Muni was such a person. So this is not applicable to him. So she was safe, and Kayadhu, the young mother, was also safe, though they are close together. So this is exceptional case, and one should not imitate it. Imitation is very bad. My beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, therefore, in his purport, very distinctly, clearly says this thing. Nobody should imitate Narada Muni or Das Thakur. Don't think so. I am a conditioned soul. You understand? I am a conditioned soul. I am not a spiritually empowered person, advanced person. I am not in the spiritual platform. I am in this material platform. You understand? You should not imitate. If you imitate, Krishna will expose you. You are hypocrite number one. You see this hypocrisy. Very careful. Therefore, the spiritual master, when he accepts disciple, he examines whether this disciple will be under my discipline. Can he tolerate my discipline or not? You understand? The discipline, very strict discipline. And on the part of disciple also, she must examine whether this person is a pakka Vaishnava, pure devotee or not. Has she got Krishna 100% or not? Has she developed this loving relationship with Krishna or not? This must be important. You understand? So accept such a person. If you are fortunate to get a person like that, so accept. Surrender yourself at his lotus feet and be saved. You understand? This is, he has stated. So these are exceptional cases, and this should not be imitated by ordinary persons. Don't imitate. Then you will get very, very severe consequences. And it is, now we see in so many cases. You understand? So Prabhupada Maharaj very clearly says this thing in his purport. One must take lessons. First qualify yourself. First uplift yourself to that transcendental position before accepting disciples. Don't imitate. You understand? Such is life. All right, let me now conclude my speech. I speak everything in English today for you. And those who are and those who don't know English, they are disappointed. So let me speak few minutes for them. Isn't it? I may be excused. My Guru Maharaj told me to speak in Odia, to write my books in Odia, and preach in Odia, in Odisha. When we have come, therefore I spoke in English. And we go to Western world, I speak in English. But here I especially speak in Odia. Then, sir. The one in Greek.
Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. There are situations where when Mataji asked him, we can talk in private, he said no, so he followed that. Yeah, we understand that he was also a pure devotee.
Yes, isn't
that? So even though he was transcendental to that, he didn't have to actually do that. Still, he did it to set an example for us, isn't it?
Yes. Bhaktisiddhanta, very powerful Vaishnava. He was there below. Yes. He is one of the Sakhis of Radharani. Our, my beloved Guru Maharaj, Ram Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, is also like that. You understand? Though he went to your Western world where Maya is very, very strong, Still, he is not deviated, you see. But an ordinary person would be deviated, isn't it? This is proof how they are pure, their purity, how they have purity, how they have developed the loving, transcendental, loving relationship with Krishna. They only see the beauty of Krishna, nothing else. Never see beauty anywhere in this material world. You understand? And they have come here out of their causeless mercy to take out a conditioned soul from the prison house of Maya and, I will say, Bijabhavam, to sow that seed of love in the heart of a conditioned soul. You understand? That is a business, only business. You understand? All right? Is it all right? You understand? So, you must know all these things. And you must be very much convinced, yes, I will accept a spiritual master. There is a need of acceptance, always I cannot be delivered. I cannot go to the lotus, approach the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the be-all and end-all of human life. It is only possible in human form of life, not in other form of life. Krishna is so kind that I am born as a human being. So chance is there. I must not miss the chance. You understand? If this life will get go away, there is no guarantee that again I will get a human life. No guarantee at all. You understand? I may take birth in other species. So when chance is there, I should not miss the chance. You understand? That is intelligent person. So he should accept such a spiritual master and be reassured and be assured that yes, now I am assured, I am safe now. My path is safe. Path to lotus feet of Krishna is safe now. I can safely relate to that destination. Understand? Yes, that's your duty. So pray to Lord Krishna. Krishna Krupati Guru Mile, Guru Krupati Krishna Mile. That is it. Krishna is so merciful. He resides here in the heart as Paramatma. When you will be very, very eager, he will help you. Then you can meet such a spiritually advanced person, a guru, who will certainly lead you to that destination. You understand? That's the only thing. Yeah. Thank you very much.